Hofbimmel Ave, Tuesday, 23rd of August. Rabbi Shlomo Kalas, Akum, a guide to repairs and maids in Halacha.
I will start. I will start out with one disclaimer. Many who have wondered, right? I have a cleaning lady. Why I mention that is because many of the shailas that we'll talk about tonight will be followed by the galas we can't understand because this and that and the chulei, many of the things we'll discuss. So I want to make clear, like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, in the Chavet, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Ches, the Gemara tells us, shayt atzmecha, take care of yourself, and then shayt achayim. So anything I'm saying tonight is doable. We're not talking anything chadushim, we're not saying anything. I will also try tonight to keep the halachas, to explicit what's stated in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Shasta, the Poskim. I would even try to stay away from Haifa the Poskim. Just simply because I want everyone to realize that everything that we're speaking about tonight is Mefirsh in Shulchan Aruch. Avada, I see already the faces. The Bein Shalom, why did I come tonight? Right? Already the pachad and the trepidation. But you should know I have more pachad because I know it's a sensitive topic. To go and talk about maids and halacha and au pairs, I don't even know what an au pair is, but I found out. I found out what it is, but I didn't know until now. But to talk about maids and au pairs and babysitters and going, it's a sensitive topic because it's something that the Olam has and the Olam needs, and there's different reactions. Some people say, yeah, everybody in the whole country, everybody has maids. People say, this one had a maid. Somebody told me they had some safer kata. He had a maid, and this one, that one. And other people tell me, Fakaret, and the shtetl, which could then a goy, they didn't see a goy, and they left, because they lived kipshutai. Because they lanu min a goy. They never saw goy. Kipshutai, they were eating. So, there's no answer. Some people yes, some people nish. But the answer is very simple. They had some safer, and the koyla, very kuba, backwards and forth. And the father didn't move one iota from our hate to Shulchan Aruch. And tonight, the Hashem, we will not move one iota from our hate to Shulchan Aruch. And a lot of the time I hear things like, well, you know, I'll lose my maid. I'll lose my maid if I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I say this, so then I'll lose my maid. It's like it's anaya, the hair, and what the Gemara says in Kedushin, kona evid la'atzmo. Anaya, the hair, we're buying for ourselves and others. We have to be totally in their excitements and their desires. And that's about the, as Nisrei Shema'alach, we will go what it says in our Shulchan Aruch, we'll see what it says, and we'll do what it says. We have a lot. We have a big... I'm not going to speak tonight the horror stories. All of us, I think, already know all the different horror stories. I'm not going to speak about the boy whose parents went away on vacation. I won't speak horror stories tonight. There's no time for that. The boy's parents went away on vacation, and I remember this. They were looking for people who's going to watch their jewelry. They wanted to know. The person was leaving that morning. He forgot. He doesn't want to leave the jewelry in the house with the maid. And he's looking around in the shul that morning. Does anybody have a safe? Well, we spoke about last night. Can somebody watch the jewelry? And then afterward, I found out the jewelry he wouldn't leave with the maid. But his children, the tashitim, the Hedek Neshamas, that he would leave with the maid. Agav, the Maimra Muzger, that child, one time, the father had tremendous Agim Snefesh. The Agim Snefesh that father had was when the Rebbe called him up, this is the Maitre Shehaya. And the Rebbe called him up and told him, Rebbeinu Shelolam, your son crossed himself today. Does anybody know what that means? My children, Baruch Hashem, don't. He crossed himself. He did a sign of a Shesi Be'eret right before he ate. So the Rebbe almost namish, got the heart attack. He called up the father. He said to me, Rebbeinu Shelolam, you know what your son just did right before he ate? So they went, by the way, can't understand this, did that. And they started screaming at the maid. He said, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I was just teaching the child to give his dog Rahman of the swan before he eats. That's what you get. That the horror stories we won't talk about tonight. I won't talk about the maid who the Shaila that came, the horror stories we don't have time for. But the Shaila that came up, that the Shalit, the maid, the Filipino, she's a very nice woman, and about that she tells them that Shabbos, you know, I'm sorry, the Shalit is not going to taste the same. Because all the time, I always have butter, there's no butter, and I have to put in margarine for the first time. So it's not going to taste, it's just not going to taste the same. Rather, in that case, the Shalit is kosher. Because the pasta thing is in your body. So that challenge was kosher. But for all the other years, Rabbi said, it's funny, Rabbi said, I was nervous, but I was there in the garden. It's about years and years and years. God had a sad there. Maybe it's Dr. Koshif. They never tasted it. They never, there was no time. They never were able to taste it. And that's another mistake. And that's another posture. Because they thought this is what children taste like. Unfortunately, they forgot. And they didn't realize this is exactly what children taste like. So I'm going to say the other stories we don't have time for. We will have to go and get Hashem. Do our Dalit Chalke Shulchan Aruch. Call Hashem all the other nights that come in. If we don't have the Sefer Kar, if we don't have the Sefer Chayim. Tonight we don't have to make up our own Sefer. We have straight Shulchan Aruch. Literally, tens and tens, kibat 100 simonim I counted today, that are negei ar tzurkis tonight. Kibat 100 simonim, about 94 simonim I counted today in Shulchan Aruch, which are negei ar shayla. We'll try again. Our Iker focus will be a little bit on Yerzeya and on the law of the Vilna of Shabbos, and Amir Lassen, that'll be our Iker focus. But we'll mention as we go along everything we could. We'll mention little things. For example, does the maid have to wash nagel vats in the morning? The answer is no. This should give us not so bad, because a maid doesn't have that ultimate kedusha that a yid has. A yid has a tremendous kedusha when the neshama goes out at night. It fills up the body, is left devoid of all the kedusha, and it fills up with the tumma, and that's what we wash nagel vats in the morning. A goy doesn't have that problem, because they don't have that kedusha. So maybe a goy has to touch it through, that's washing nagel vats. A yid does have to wash, however a goy doesn't. And that's why if a goy cuts their nails, and cuts them all over the place like a yid, the rabbi knows he shouldn't do, because it's a rabbi, if it's my tumma, it's about it's dangerous for a lady and whatnot, but a goy doesn't have that problem. I want to ask this question, that goy no kind can he ask you? A goy doesn't have that problem. And again, well, as we go along, we'll try and mention whatever we can. We'll go through the story. In Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. Well, we'll talk about Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, what halachas are in the game, Eben Ezer. So a person's going to come, he's going to say, well, I know now we can't discuss whether or not I can leave what it says in Simcha Beis. Can I leave my 9-year-old son alone with the maid? Now we know that about there's no Shiloh, that we cannot leave our 9-year-old son alone with the maid, not because of the halachas of Yichud. Because there's a different halacha of Yichud, which is found in Yerideya, in Simit Kufayin Tess. The halacha in Yerideya, in Simit Kufayin Tess, in Simit Kufayin, I think it was Yichud, talks about a person, Alaymid Minam Gush, to come out in Shabbos. Not to learn anything from a god, and the shach, and the way the mafarshim explain on the page, leaving your children in the hands of an amgushi, in the hands of a min, in the hands of somebody who believes in what we don't believe in, is not a shayla vicha. It's a much bigger shayla. The shayla vein l'chei v'kodem hapa is a much more serious shayla. So that shayla we don't have, leaving our 9-year-old children in the hands of a god. We have nothing to discuss tonight. That we don't have time even to discuss tonight. What we have to discuss is ourselves. What about us? Is there a problem of yichud with a guy? With a guy itself? What's the shayla? It's the same exact halacha. Maybe it's not the raisa. Maybe it is a guy. Some cheat this pashtus. It's not. About the pun, there's no shayla. Same regular halacha of yichud apply. Just down that to mean that the person knows somebody's going to be coming into the house soon. He knows that his wife is in the vicinity. His wife's in the area. He's in a vulnerable match if someone can come back at any time. So then he would even be allowed to stay in the house with the door closed. Yeah, Maimar Amurka, the Rav Hayalim, is not so happy about this. To be silent on this in a constant with somebody who you have a relationship with, someone you know, the maid, it's a long-term relationship, if she's there for a few years and whatnot, it's already a shiloh belief of God, yesh lozim, she's about to plush it. But that's one hefta that we know, if somebody can come back at any time. If the door is open, another example of the door being open is I'm sitting by the window, or I'm sitting in the backyard, people can see me. If people can see me, so then the fact that there's no problem with yichud. If you have a shaymer, who constitutes a shaymer? Okay, the child is the best shaymer. A child, a 6-year-old child, a 7-year-old child, has what we say in America, a big mouth, right? So anything that he sees, he's going to say. So therefore, that's a cat. That would be a shaymer. But if it's at night and the child is asleep, like all the halachas, the kids do color that are close to that halacha side. We can just give ideas. Ideas. But in a bidyed situation, he has no choice. So he has to say the kind of pesa pasuah to keep the door open. No, it's what this age is. So, but again, that's in the halachas of Eben Ezer. Also, we must keep in mind the halachas of our yichud. We must keep this in mind. Cheshen mishpat. Again, these were just mentioned. We don't have too much time. Cheshen mishpat. So, leisichanim, the halacha of Yeridei and Simin Kufman Aleph, which is that you're not allowed to give a goyim a snas chinam a goyim a present for no reason. So most of the time when we give a present to a goy, it's not for no reason. I think everyone realizes that. Like Tzitzit says himself, the Dr. Faber says, but Yisrael says, we're giving it so that they'll do a better job. We're doing it so that we have reasons why we're giving a goy. Keep in mind, most of us are not giving the maid a present because we still want to give them a matnas chinam, even when we're cleaning out for this or that, and we find something that we can use and they can't use. The reason is that we can't use and they could use. The reason why we do it is because we want them to do a better job. But that's chanim is the snish. I don't have so much of a dike about that. Paying the work on time, that Rambam holds, might be a din d'oraisa. Shitas Rambam is a din b'kalin even by goyim. The halacha of the maisa can't take a pasuk like that because in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishnah Simin Shin Lamed Tes does not say that. So I don't know, but upon one thing is clear, like the Gemara Yuma says, Shehei Shem Shamayim Yisrael Yevalabrius. what a person should say. Ashrei l'misha aldiv din day teda. Happy is the one whose father taught him teda because of his birthday. About that, we do have to worry about paying them on time, being a mensch. That's about it. About him tonight, we'll focus, we'll concentrate more on the halachas in Yerideya. It's a phenomenal zakh, the Merzik Adach, how much Chazal tried to keep us away from the Goyim. The Dover Nifla, how many Simonim Chokhnas, the Bush starts out from Simikov Yibbeit. He says, look at Pasachim, look at Simikov Yibbeim, look at Fishalachim, Mr. Shendon will talk about maybe tomorrow night. And Simikov Yibbeit, keep away from the Goyim, there was the Darkei Tshuva in Simikov Yibbeit, the Simikov Yibbeit. He says that they made a Takon of the Vat Chomesh Arosis. Over there it's talking about whether or not you're allowed to drink beer in the bar of Goyim and whatnot, or must have Chalila Vechaf. Oh, but it's kosher beer only. Chalila v'chas, we have to keep you away. And the Vad Chamesh Arotis was just moistened that if you do it, you're in Chedim. You're in Chedim. If you chas v'sholem, I don't have to mention such a thing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But just the concept, how much Chazal we're trying to keep us away from the Goyim, the Chochmas Odom, in Simin Tzavach Vav and Tzivkot, and hey, is so concerned with this, they're in the Goyim, he doesn't want you sitting down in their coffee houses, sitting together with kosher coffee only. He doesn't want you sitting in their coffee houses, stay away from the Goyim. And the entire Simin from Mamish, from Simin Kufkov Gimel, all the way to Simin Kufkov Mitzvah of Yayin Nesha. She talked a little bit about Yayin Nesha, a little bit. I always say, there's a Chiddush in Yayin Nesha, I'm going to say Chiddushim today. I want to come tonight, I want to say a lot of Kulas. So that way, nobody should know. We don't need to give shocks tonight. Shabbat Kulas. Be the evidence, if the guy touched the bottle of wine, didn't move the bottle of wine, so the wine is kosher. Okay, the iron chain, and the bushel obviously, but the evidence of the wine is kosher. Maybe it's the kachil. Should I another kula? The kula of the chachmas of the mefemes mefers and shuknar kimah in the kukach dalit. Let's say the God picked up a bottle of closed wine, not even sealed. Closed wine, the bottle's closed, got a cork in it. So, not sealed. Did the Ebed, even if the guy shook the bottle, not that he did it for shame of Haikadara, but the guy picked up the bottle, did the Ebed, the Chosmas Adam is Mako, that wine is kosher. He saw it happening, that wine, did the Ebed is kosher, the bottle was closed. The place can say, if the guy picked up the bottle of wine, picked up his bottle of wine, and didn't shake it when it was open, did the Ebed, kosher. By one of the cases that are traced, if the guy actually picked up the bottle of wine when the cap was open and he actually moved it, there was movement, it was shaking as he was going, or if he chalil, if he pours it. I'll tell you another chumra, which I don't know if that many people know this, is a concept in Allah known as a ditzik creeper. And sometimes this is negay, not just the goyim, this is negay, even a friar. You have a friar, a chreis, and there's problems, that's for sure, this one never chizit. A friar, what could you do? And he comes to the house, so the dalu toises, you pour him the wine. So where are you pouring it into? You're doing everything. He knows not to touch the wine. So you pour it into his cup. And at the bottom of his cup is a drop of wine, which he previously had drunk in the cup before. He just drank the wine. And now you pour it in, and there's a nitzuk chibur. There's a connection between the wine and the drop. He bats in halacha. That whole bottle is shrink. If the yayin is a number of straight shulchan aruch, no kedusha. Straight shulchan aruch, that wine is trace. Grape juice is not a problem because grape juice is pasteurized for maple. And that's called bevushel. Somebody asked me wine vinegar. It's also not considered a problem. The chulid, but we don't have time to talk about so much of that from the other rabbi's side. But we have to keep that in mind. The basic halachas of yayin esef, we have to keep in mind. I told Brunin, what I want to talk about tonight, Pazak and Bishalakim, the Lever says, all these halachas were to keep a yid away. The Rambam says that's the reason why the chukah say in Lais Aleichu. We want to keep the yidin away from the goyim. We want this. We want the yidin should know. You know, the Ramesha has a phenomenal tshuva. I don't even understand it, I'll be honest with you. Ramesha has an ezrin beads in the himmel. Ramesha has a tshuva about, are you allowed to go to a New Year's party? Ramesha has an interesting tshuva. He says, go to a New Year's party. He says, you're not allowed to make a bar mitzvah on the day of New Year's. Even if nothing doing this. You know, you can't make a bar mitzvah on that day. Mesha says to the Eved, if there's no brayra, you can make it on that day. I didn't even know what the Mesha was talking about. What Shaisa says? What Shaisa says? I can't make a bar mitzvah. I can't make a chleisa, a chasna. Don't make it on the day of their simcha, because it looks like Rimsha. The Hebrew Mesha says, like, phenomenal verse and a different tshuva. Mesha writes, we have a short-term memory. We just have a short-term memory. Let's say I was to tell this, hey, look, Eilim. I was to tell over here, you know, tomorrow is Yimach Shemoy Hitler's birthday, and we are going to celebrate, we're going to make a big party. Everybody here would be magil, magil. Would anybody even ask a question? Can I go to their parties? Can I not? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch and Yerid Day of Paskin Flamacha. That's if there's a Mokum Eva to go in and just to show your face and to walk out. Not Chalila to be a part of their Averas and a part of their priestess movement. Maybe for Eva, maybe there is a Hester. But Moshe says we have a short-term memory. We don't remember what that day was in the history of Klal Yisrael. We have a short-term memory. So the Meir Ramesha didn't have a short-term memory. He wasn't even able to be savor that a person can make a bar mitzvah on that day. I'm not saying a lot of the maisa. It's hard to be machi in such a day. He says himself with my chickens. You have no choice. Well, you have no choice. The only time you got a hole was on that day. But you see how much Chazal, how much they want to keep us away. And why do you have to remember this? We have to have this constant memory when we're talking about the Goyim Ba'adu Esrim Nina Or. But let's talk a solution today. Cool. I want to say some cool. There's a halacha, which I think is a little, again, we're going to go out into a topic for a moment. We'll come back to Goyim. There's a topic which I think it's a little bit of an overused trap. What does it mean? It's not like you have meat by the door. They dropped off a delivery of meat by the door. So we know it's a major shiloh. It was for a few minutes or a few moments, a few hours, whatever it was, that this meat was not watched. And we have to worry, maybe somebody switched it, maybe there's a dance for you. I'm going to tell you a secret today. Ahead of B'nai Ashkenazim, even maybe smarter than Yishlahatov, about the part of the B'nai Ashkenazim, for sure, incidents, I'm going to give you a lava, no shash. We're not worried about Basar Shinis Adam and Ayah. What's the Gemara talking about over there? That they were worried about, like, a far-fetched shash, that maybe a Oiris came, a bird came, took the meat, and switched the meat. So they far-fetched shash, the Makhlaikas, Rashmur, the Marakul, and the Gansi Gemara, we Paskin lava, we're not worried. So that trap we're going to change. We have a different sugi. We have a sugi in Simon Kufyut Ches. The name of the Simon is Basar Shemishlach Al-Gedei Akum. Basar that was sent Al-Gedei Goy. Not Basar Shemit Alim and Ayin that we don't know what happened to it. Basar that was sent with a Goy. There are certain situations that we have to worry that the Goy, when he's Nehneh Minah Halifin, when he gets some kind of annoyed from switching the meat into a different meat, for his army, for his meat, for this, that, we have to worry that maybe the guy switched it. That's a sugya. That's a sugya based on a Gemara that we deserve that from his test. But that's a sugya over there. It's not just meat, it's wines, and it's tailors, even it's all types of things. We have to worry that maybe the guy switched our item for his item. Now, let's say some coolers. Cooler number one, what do you even know if it's cooler? If it has a double chaisen, for example, how do I buy anything in a store? You go into a store, place, it says on the conscious label or whatnot. So how do I buy it? Maybe the coach switched it. How do I know? So we have one cooler we know is the double chaisim. If there's two chaisamas, many places can say, doesn't that even have to be two chaisamas if it's something is so clear that it could have two chaisamas, it would be very, very difficult for the guy to switch this item and us not to notice. So sometimes you can have something which is so, somebody asked me the other day, what's the heck? They go into the store, buy a filter fish. Buy a jar of gefilte fish. Go to chesamis. I don't understand. That's like to chesamis. Because what are you going to do? Take out the gefilte fish and switch it for something else? That you'll know. Because that safety seal, everyone knows that little pop. Right? That little pop, everyone knows if it's not pop. So that's called by to chesamis. So that's not called by the chinatalim. And I didn't know it was spent. I had a guy in a truck and the guy took it. Maybe he got hungry. And he wanted on the way, he wanted some gefilte fish. And then he decided, you know what, fuck, this is good stuff. And then afterward he decided to go and he takes out the place, he takes out his little crab and he puts it in there. Why don't we have to worry? So the most simple reason is because that's my two chasamas. There's other reasons. If you have iron, you don't have to worry also. I don't think they can make a filter fish like we do. I don't think they even try. I don't think they'd be successful. So I'm calling him. We have to iron. There's other cable. Tell him, I'll give you an example. It also has to be, and this is first and foremost, that the guy has some type of annoyance. He has some type of a reason to switch. In Marshall, I'll give you an example, classic example, what everybody really, I think it's a mistake. Again, sometimes you have chumras in these in John, but I'll go on it. Let's say there's a bag of meat that's left by the door by the delivery person. Okay, then it's Kimon Sandegeya, usually it's double wrapped, it's got the chaisen, it's got a plumba, it's got everything on it anyway, so Kimon Sandegeya, once you have the double chaisen, anyways you know it's kosher, right? But sometimes okay, it's not, right? And then by your door, it's a pizza, this, that. So now the person comes to the house, it's Bosch and Zalman Ayin. Maybe the guy took it, maybe he switched it. So the answer is very simple. If the guy really wanted to switch it, you know what he would do? He would just take it, eat it, and leave. He's not going to switch it. Why wouldn't the guy switch it? If the guy really wanted to eat that, he wanted to taste what it tastes like. He wants to see what that kosher chicken tastes like. He wants to taste kosher meat. And all that. So then what would he do? He'd just take it and leave. Somebody asked me a few months ago, they got a delivery of a whole order. There's a certain takeout place in New York, and they sent them a kind of order, and they put it in the wrong office, and they're waiting for an hour for the delivery. Where's lunch? They call up the store, they say, yes, deliver it. And then they found out, okay, they put it in the wrong office. So then that office had going it back and forth, are we allowed to eat it? The law says, yes, they're allowed to eat it. Why are they allowed to eat it? Because if the guy really wanted to steal it, so the guy would have just ate it. We don't have to be worried that maybe the guy came, took it, and switched it. That's why, said the Dr. Chuba, a person's even allowed to take his food, yeah, that's not nice, takes it, puts it in the hospital fridge. He puts his meat in the hospital fridge, why? Because if the guy is going to steal it, they'll steal it. And then if it came there and it's still there, so then my side, no, they didn't want it. So that's the thing that goes by. That's mutter. I tell you a few cases where it's not mutter. Bosa shimatalim in the ayin. Person goes on the road and they have their space. They have a, I told you, there's a maisa. They have a certain, in America, a certain pit stop on the road as you're driving. And they have over there, they sell kosher donuts. On the road, kosher donuts. Certainly, managed that there's a shkar over there and everything kosher donuts. But it's a mother shabbat that that's a breach of this halacha. How do I know? It's wrapped, it's in a package. What is it? It's an open donut. What happens? They have Jewish customers coming, they run out of the kosher donuts. He's not going to go and take one and put it there. It's a mashkiah. And they're coming directly to the nechma. But if not, then no shayla, it's trife. Trife, malach, it's trife. There's no shayla. You have to be chayish. Shal kapon, that's trife. Shach writes in one place, it's a thug in their eyes. It's an interesting shach. But we have to be chayish. Somebody's telling me something in America. Again, I don't know if they have it here. It's called Italian bread. What's Italian bread? It's like a big, longer bread. Not a bread. A longer, chayish. A longer club bread. A big bread. How do they keep it? They put it in their bag. But they keep the outside of the bag. They keep it open. Have it just in the other side. So he goes into a non-kosher store that sells this. Everyone knows that bread is kosher. Everyone knows that bread is kosher. I ask you, wait a minute. What's stopping that they see that the kosher bread shipment has finished? The kosher bread shipment is totally finished. And they see, it went very well today. Place, they think it's maybe a yontif or something. So they're going to just take the goyish Italian bread. But who knows what's in there? It could be marred, perish, what could be in there, and they could just switch it. Okay, I think that's not the sugya of Boshashin and Salman Ayin. Why are we talking about the sugya of Boshashin and Salman Ayin? So now I'm going to tell them, again, today I'm asking the Oyun for an Eitzah. If someone could please come and help me, I want an Eitzah. This is something that many years already I'm giving this year, and so far nobody's come back with any, we'll call it complaints, we'll call it Eitzah. I want an Eitzah. Stop it. We're seeing now that there's a concept known as Boshashin and Salman Ayin. Where's this most Negeya? Look, I come into my house, I have an Eitzah. The maid, she did meat in the house, and did this in the house. So if you have any of the regular caterers, I go out for a day. I leave the maid alone in the house for a day. Let's go to any of the regular caterers if the meat is in a wrap, and the chule, you know, she does have a, does she have a secret for her nun in that case? I'm not even sure. Right? If she really wanted her trace meat, she'd just eat the trace meat. Maybe if she really wanted to steal, she could just get away with taking the piece, but she's going to go and trade it and put on their wrapper and whatnot. It's far-fetched. I'm not even sure if it's the other. Even though Shulchan Aruch and Simikuf Yudchef twice says, and Sibbeis and Sibyud Mefurish, he says, mate, Shvachos, is a problem of Bososh and it's Adam in a Ayin. If there was no Yotze Dinechna, if there wasn't someone constantly watching the situation, so the maize is certainly a problem, the Shulchan Aruch says. But I wonder, it's in our experience, you know, all the foods that are double wrapped, all the foods that are packaged, all this. I wonder, do we really have to worry so much? I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. But then there's another Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch in the Kukot Beis in Siv Tes. And the Shulchan Aruch says over there, he's really the emes, he's quoting straight for Rosh. The Rosh is based on the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, not your Beis. It says the biggest thing. Tosfos says, we are not choshesh that the Goy is going to try to be Maximus the Mason. We're not choshesh. I'm not afraid the Goy is going to, when no one's looking, take a little milk and put it in the meat. I'm not afraid they're going to take something just to be Maximus. I tell you, the emes is a Beis. The Chacham Tzvi didn't know why. Why not? We're afraid the Goy is going to kill us. We're afraid the Goy is going to this. Why are we afraid the Chacham Tzvi tries to deal with it? I'm not going into it. But the Tosfos is saying, you're Gosden, the Negev Yehudim, you're a Deus, and the Bam Chesed. We're not afraid that the Goy is going to be Maximus of the Mason. Good. So, says Tosfos of that story. Says Tosfos, there are two people, Tosfos have been based in Avodah Zarah, and they have two paths. A guy's path managed together with the Yiddish Acholin together on the Echveitz right next to each other. And Tosfos says over there, it's Peter Gemara, we don't have to worry that things spritz from one to the other. We don't have to worry. Tosfos, spritz. Why don't have to worry that maybe you turn around, maybe a guy went to the Echveitz, he put some of his stuff in there, and just some of your stuff, why don't have to worry, your stuff is better tasting, why don't have to worry. So Tosfos says a cloud bottle. Zachtois is number one, that's the klal of Yosef and Nichnos, our entire Heksherim, our entire Shkoch industry, everything in the world is based upon this. We're not afraid, because we're not afraid he's going to be Maksuas, you know, Mamash Bedasko, that we're not afraid. What am I afraid? I'm afraid he's going to forget himself, maybe this, that. So I said, we're not afraid, because of Yosef and Nichnos. If the Goy is constantly the Tata, that maybe the Yid is going to see him, so he won't do it. I'm a Persian Tosfos. Set the Rosh. This is the Heter to our maids. This is the Heter to our maids. We have the Goyim and they're in the house, in the kitchen. Why don't have to worry? I have the meat, I have the cholins on the face, I have the cholins on the fire. And I don't have to worry that maybe the Goy, she's going to put in some milk. She's going to put in her tray. Zok the Rosh? Oh, because it's Yoshei the Nichna. Because what happens after Goldie goes out of the house and she's there? She knows he can come right back. Says the Rosh, what happens if he goes to Shul? Zok the Rosh, no, he can always come back. You know, you never know. He goes out for an hour, still called Yoshei the Nichna. Zok the Rosh, but a Yirah Shemayim is not mere of that. I come to Rosh. Why? Because the Rosh knew the horror stories, he says. In all these horror stories, we hear stories, and that Rosh says this. How do we pass through? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Yudches Tifyot, and again in Simin Kuf Kuf Tes, in Kuf Kuf Tes, in Kuf Kuf Tes. Same exact word. He's much angrier than the Rosh. He doesn't say, I hear a Shomayim is Machmir. He says, Yesh Lahachmir on the Shochos. You have to be Machmir, not to leave them in the house, even if you're in a massive of Yoytzei Benichnos, even if you go to Shul. So he's just going to come in and he's going to say, who's a Benishkin Machmir? I'm not a Machmir. Oh, he could say that. So the Shach says there are three levels. Let's understand these three levels, and this is the Pesach Halacha. This is the Pesach. Not the Shach. Number one, if you're in the house, and the Knesset Sakedoidel says, even a child, how to leave a child alone, enjoy the Gash of Arthur Parnas, even a child, it doesn't matter, even if you're asleep. I once saw in the Rabbi Al, even if you're asleep. But if you're in the house, mamish, that's much higher than Yoytzei B'Nichnos. But you're in the house, mamish. I have to worry that the Goy is going to do something. The Goy is going to go and cook in my pot. Well, that's the worry about. The Goy knows they're not allowed to cook in my pot. I'm right upstairs. The Goy, that's much more than Yoytzei B'Nichnos. However, if I go to shul, I go out for an hour, and they didn't tell the Goy, or I go out, and I don't tell the Goy that I'm not coming back. The Goy doesn't know. That's the second level, and that says the Shach la'alacha yesh la'achmir. You should be machmir, not leave a goy in the house, in a situation of where, you're not 100% sure if you are coming back, you're not coming back, you went out for an hour, that type of situation, yesh la'achmir. But then there's a third level. The third level is if you go out for a time and the goy knows you're not coming back. As an example, the Shach doesn't say, but the person will explain, he goes out for 3 hours, I'm going to work, right? I'm going out for the day, my husband, we're going out for the day. That is not no longer, that's no longer called Yoytzei B'Nichnos, and in that situation, paskin the Shach la'alacha, like we said, that your kelim are not kosher. Because we have to be choshish that in this situation, perhaps the guy cooked even meat. Even if the guy cooked meat in your pot, there's an issur official akum, and if the guy cooked in your pot, even his own, even kosher meat, even your meat, but now the pot's a tray, I have to be worried about the spoons, I have to be worried about the ovens, I have to be worried about the mic, I have to be worried about everything. No, I got all the meat. I said, let's go back, let's make a sikkur. Halacha l'maisa. No, the meat, things like that, I still think what I'm saying is still a kula. The meat, it's inside a package, it's anyway, it's got pumas, it's got this. If it's there, if she really wants some meat, she'll just steal. And I don't think we have to be chayshu that she switched. I have to be chayshu she switched crackers to that. It's a far-fetched thing. I'm afraid to get kegin shokhara. I want to ask this early. Yasha, but Yasha said no. He didn't say new mish, he didn't say new yo. So it's new, like we said before, what exactly, I don't know. But one thing is clear, and that I have a problem. I ask everyone in the Oyelam please to help me today. I have a problem. The Shulchan Aruch says in this case explicit that if you leave a guy for a considerable amount of time, whatever that number is, 3 hours, is it a clear amount of time that the guy is not afraid you're coming back? There's no Yoytzei V'Nichnos. In that case, the kalim are not kosher. I don't know an ace about this. I'll give you a few aces. I know a few aces. So one ace is, L'chayra, video camera. There's a video camera in the house. And the guy knows about it. Okay? So then already the guy knows they're not allowed to cook. And they know this event, and they were told. They were told, you're not allowed to cook. There's one person, he told me. I put a video camera in, and the guy cooked. I said, you're supposed to tell the guy they're not allowed to cook. You have to tell the guy. The guy, he's watching on the video camera. The guy is cooking herself up food. Right? She's cooking herself food. Well, she doesn't think she's doing anything wrong. She's not doing anything wrong if she doesn't know. Well, you ask them, the poor guy. She doesn't know she's doing anything wrong. So, but how does the guy know she's not allowed to cook? And she knows there's a video camera there. So I can hear that's enough of a pasta. That's enough of a pasta. She knows that place can even like that. And I make up a component that little yeah, she said you could be playing the coin. If you have a video camera, you want to be playing the coin. Number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you another thing because I'm afraid, again, I mentioned, I'm not going to mention how the place can say I want to mask it on the island. I just want to show you the heritage of Oisai. The grain of Moshe in Chaylik Aleph and Sidon Samach Aleph. No, if that Moshe Abayn, if that Moshe Feinstein Levi, if they said about Moshe, I mean, Moshe has Moshe Lekamke, Moshe Maimin, Moshe Abayn, Moshe Rambam, and Moshe was as big as the Marshal of Shach said at the Levi. So, you can quote him as a place from the Dorach Reim also. And the grain of Moshe says, on this Shaila, they called them, they said, they left the maid with the pot and the pan and the chayt. So what do we do now? So the first thing Rav Moshe said, the famous Shaila, we left the children alone with the maid. What do, How could you do such a thing? Never of Moshe Dan is on the Shiloh. And he says, the pots and the pans are treif. Treif. Such a Moshe, but there's a top. If B.D.S.S., you didn't know this halakha, I'm very sorry about that, tonight you don't have that heifer anymore, but if B.D.S.S., you didn't know this halakha until now, so then there's a tithe. If you wait 24 hours, it'll take out food for the next 24 hours, so then your pots, your pans, your spoons, your knife, your ivory, the ovens, everything is kosher. The beds are kosher anyway, it's not like the mice with the three beds, the buckle punnet, that's the halakha, I'm very sorry, that if you waited 24 hours, your food, your pans, your spoons are kosher. But says the grave of Moshe, that's only good. But the Eved, if you didn't know when you were shogay, the cooler of Moshe, many places came out of toilet. But if you didn't know it, if you know it, zuck the grave of Moshe, your pans, your pots, awesome. We have to find an answer. And if I said, the sensitive situation, I know. You know, what's the answer? I'll tell a neighbor to keep coming in. A neighbor comes, okay, so maybe it's an answer. I had another answer. I once got somebody asked, she called me up, and said to me, I don't understand you. There's a fresh shach that says it's mutter. Shach, I looked, I read the whole mamish over and over again. Garnish, no fun shach. Right? I think I tell you what he means. There's a fresh shach that says it's mutter. I tell you what the fresh shach says. Shach said that she has her own pots and pans. He's bad, not even talking about this. But she has her own pots and pans. So then, why in the world would she use your pot and pan? So I don't have to be chayshish. It's a kvalik kitzvah. We're not afraid she's trying to be machshala. Remember what we said? It's a kvalik kitzvah. So I'm going to say over here a tremendous cooler tonight, which I ran past the Melech Shokol Beit Yisrael before I left, and he was masking to this cooler. So we have a cooler. What's the cooler? The cooler is like this. The cooler is if you give her every possible imaginable cooking utensil. That means you give her own fork. You give her, I'm being serious about it, her own fork, her own spoon, her own spatula, her own frying pan, her own pot. Any of the items that you have that you give her, I don't have to be chayshish that she's going to go and use yours. Beautiful spot. You have to give her own microwave, you have to give her own oven, right? You have to give her all these things. Now, the other last, no, I won't give her own microwave, own oven, and when I come back, I can answer. I can cash her the oven, I can sometimes compose, you can cash her a microwave, yeah, you can't cash her the children, but shut up, the problem is that. So no answers. But this advice, again, I ask and I beg of the oil, please, I ask the mamash, anybody who's listening and as they're driving, anybody, please, I ask and I beg. Anybody who can please come up with an Eitzah, myself, and all of the greatest Poskim that I have asked, do not have an Eitzah. So we're all in the backers from the Oilers. Please, if somebody would have an Eitzah, this question I ask, to have a Yashi to do an Eitzah, I ask this question, if I can ask you to do an Eitzah, I ask this question to the Sheikh Talevi to do an Eitzah, but to show the base in that guzzle, and the Eitzahs were like we said, the video cameras, one Eitzah we said is, if you have an Eitzah, and that's not for Sheikh, that's okay, but if you go wait for the day, you know, I don't have an Eitzah. So let's go weiter. No, we go a little bit weiter. Should we go into the world of Amir La'akum? The world of Amir La'akum. Now, the weiter, this world of Amir La'akum is a parsha. I'm going to tell you a chidush. In the Gemara, Amir La'akum is Allah and not just in Hilchos Shabbos. And Gemara in Bava Metzia Zavtzavim says it's the gain that holds very cool. So we'll know from Timid Shinna Metzchess brings down that there's an Isser and Cheshin Mishpah with Stas and you can't do it on your day God. Whatever we can't do on your day God. You must remember that when you have a day. And Shulchan Aruch talks in Ebenezer and Simon Hay that you can't be Messiah from animals, you can't get a goy veterinarian to go and be oikered animal. That's a loch. There's a loch that Bosse Bechalov and Shabur talks about in Simon Shinzai, and we can't cook Bosse Bechalov, we can't tell the goy to cook Bosse Bechalov for us. These are all loch of all over Shulchan Aruch, we have this concept. Kilayim and Simon Bay studies, Zayim, you're a day of where not about a plant Kilayim, if you have a garden there, you also have to know about loch of how close this fruit tree is allowed to be to that fruit tree and whatnot, because if we can't plant it, the goy can't plant it. Amir Lachim applies in Golas Erkula, but unfortunately tonight, the limited time we have, we'll focus only on Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is a Rashi, Shmoyis, that seems to be mashma that the Darayis Sigar. Amir La'akim is Mamash Darayis. Okay, the Mishapura says that the word of Poiskim Paskin, not like that. And again, Amir La'akim, I dare to say that Amir La'akim is Mamash, it's the most publicized halacha in all of Hilchos Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, Mamish is in Simin Reish Mem Gimel, Simin Reish Mem Dalet, it's in Simin Reish Mem Ches, excuse me, Reish Mem Zayin, it's in Simin Reish Ayin Vav, it's in Simin Shin Chah, Hey, it's everywhere, but you can't imagine. And then the whole Simin of Amir Lachim, Simin Shin Zayin, Mamish is the most populated of all of our halacha. So we would think, okay, a maid in halacha, Menageya, Hilchos Shabbos, at least the maid is Mestama more cool. And this, first of all, we have to know before we start, that a maid in halacha and Hilchos Shabbos, if anything, is going to have all of the same halachas of Amir La'akum, number one, and maybe it's going to be more chumradic. I think maybe, and the Olim should be upset with me and say, how dare you speak like that? when the Mishaburim Simin Reish Mem Dalad in Tzitkotin Lamed says that not, it's a maybe, it's vadai that our maids have a much more chumritic aesthetic in a real Akam, and I'll explain in a moment that perhaps even the Mishaburim would agree to our maids. What's the maid? Let's go Keseda. Shabbos Kodesh. Kuf Dalad Shin. These are the reasons why Chazal asked a real Akam. Kuf? What's the Kuf Rabbi say? Shalei Bekal Rebeino. That the Shabbos will be light in your eyes if you're able to do everything on the day of God. Dalit Daber Dover, says Rashi in Avodah Zarah. We don't want you speaking what you can't do. We don't want you speaking. Shin? That's Shlichus. We don't want what you can do, you can send a shliach to do. Kodesh. So the halachas, in a kitzer, which all of the halachas that apply to regular goyim certainly apply for me, to regular goyim. But see, one thing that might be different, you have to figure out. Okay, number one, you can't tell a goyim to do anything that you cannot do. We'll see, I'll tell you in a moment. But anything you can't do, you can't turn on a light, you can't turn off a light, you can't tell a goyim to turn on a light, you can't turn off a light, you can't try and choose, you can't tell a goyim, you can never tell a goyim. You're not allowed to be merame derech tivui to a goyim to do something you can't do. You can't say, pointing to the light, Sivui, pointing the light, turn on, turn up. What you can't do, you can't tell a guy to do. That's Dvar Bruin, number one. That's the first halacha called Anira. Then there's a second halacha, the entire Sivin Beishayim Bav is based on this. There's a halacha of getting Hanoi from what a guy does. You're not allowed to get a positive Hanoi from anything that a guy does, even if you did not tell the guy to do it. What's called a positive anoy? I'll give you an example. You're in a dark room. You didn't say anything to the guy. The guy comes over and turns on the light. Not for themselves. If they turned it on for themselves and they want to be, no problem. They didn't do it for you. But if you come into a room and the guy sees you sitting there in the dark and the guy turns on the light to you, I didn't say anything. There's an iser called anoy from a guy. It's an iser gomer. No one in this room would eat chicken and cheeseburger. It's the exact same iser rabbi. The same exact rabbi. That if a guy does give you a hanoi, positive hanoi. Why do I keep saying positive hanoi? Let's put both of these halachas together. I can't sleep because the light is on. So I go over to the guy and I say, the light is on. Could you do something about it? That's no good. You just said that. But let's say I think, I can't sleep. I said a story. And now the guy goes and turns off the light. So let's see. Did I do a sipur? I did a sipur. Did I tell him turn off the light? No. Did I do a sipur? I didn't do a sipur. So I need to laugh when I was not over on. What about Hanoi? I got a Hanoi. That's not called a positive Hanoi. That's called he took away a share. So that would be one example of where I'd be able to tell the guy, I can't sleep. And the guy would go and turn off the light. But anything else? If the guy, I tell the guy, and the guy does whatever I say, even if it's not a positive, or if the guy gives me a positive Hanoi, and I did not say, that would be awesome. Now these halachas clearly apply to a mate. There's no shayla. That's the same exact Torah, nothing different. So just to marshal, your alarm is going off, the same alarm, slowly. His alarm is going off in the car. So, I want the guy to turn it off. So here there might be other cameras, just to apply what we spoke about. If I could tell the guy, it's terrible, this alarm is terrible, what's going on? Right? So the guy says, I have an ice house, right? I'll go and I'll turn off the alarm. What? So what's going on over here? He's not giving me a positive alarm. He's just turning off the alarm. And I didn't tell him to do it. So that's again, there might be also a different hector. It's a shvus, shvus. Maybe turning off the alarm is just a shvus. Just a shvus. The mokum tzera tzadol. That type of hector is the same method that applies to a goy, but applies to a maid. Let's say, for example, I forgot to turn off the light in the fridge on Shabbos. Let's go through some of that hair of Amil Hakim. One hector is ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes, the mokum tzera tzadol, a tzera Shabbos. What now? You're allowed to tell a goy to do something that's important to teach us to your wives. That they don't wait for you to come home from shul when there's a shayla. Look, now in the summer we make early Shabbos, so it's a little bit more cooler, degrada. But I'll go in the winter. It's important they know, because they wait for you to come home from shul. And by the time you come home from shul, it's a shayndach. And that's when that real after malachas are very, very, very hummer. And it's better that they would have done it during Ben HaShemashah. They should have to shake them to come and turn on the light, to turn off the light. Generally, it's going to be Mother Ben HaShemashah. That's one type of answer that you can be saying on the guy also. Mother Tzarek, it's very wholesome. Another has to highly out the people, out the Eden, that they have a lot of things, they have carers and helpers and whatnot. And there's a lot of things we make on a meal after. You have to ask an experienced rabbi, but there's a lot of things that we are make on for out the Eden. There's a chayla, even children in certain situations have status of a chayla, and a meal after is mother. So they punk that Shabbos, he asked me if the child needed a medicine, and it was a mesopiatic, which is certainly, and it's a child also, it's not in Shiloh, since there's no Shiloh, you can tell the guy, you can tell it straight, tell the guy to drive over, and they can go and pick up the medicine, it's a Shiloh, even though what the guy is doing is their right stuff, right, but it's a mucking chayli, we're not going to, those are terms that we have always from your lakos, they'll apply to the maid also. So let's go now back into the house. Lemaisa, I'll give you one more example. A guy went, and the maid shined the shoes for the yid. She shined the shoes, right? This is a shiloh somebody was there, she shined the shoes for the yid. And that is a mishnah brura in one place in Shimcha Zayin, which seems to say that in this case he can't wear the shoes on Shabbos. Why? Well, I didn't tell the guy to do anything. But I didn't say anything. The guy in this case was, somebody took the shoes and left them, and the hotel room, he put them outside his feet's mouth. So he left his shoes outside the door. And he was trying to get them to air out. So the people that came by, they thought, ah, he wants the shoes shined, the fancy hotel, and not shined. They came, the next morning he comes in, they smell like shoe polish, right? So he came to me after shop, he didn't want to be allowed to wear the shoes. He wasn't allowed to wear the shoes shined. So I, that is, the Mishpruzes can't wear the shoes. Mishpruzes says, why? He didn't say anything. God, it's a positive hanoah, right? Okay, I got a hanoah. So this, I don't know, Yishlah. I think the Mishpruzes is talking about shoes that were mamish unwearable. They're unwearable. But let's say the shoes were wearable, and you did what's called a tesefis hanoah. You gave them an extra. It was black, and you made it blacker, shine, something. Yishlah, and that might be called a tesefis hanoah. It's not called, I'm giving a hanoah that I didn't have until now. And there's a Mishpura in Siddin Shin Zayin, if you've got the Nayin Zayin. The Nayin Zayin, it's not for the looking for a kula over here. But just, I want to understand the idea first. Now we can get by the air conditioning. I don't know, in England, I don't talk so much about this, because it's not so big. Not that big. And sometimes that's mamish a shayla of a mamish a tzayr of gadol. Welcome to the mekel shvus. The shvus. Some place can hold electricity. Not the light. The light is the ice always. But some place can hold the electricity. The rabbana knew the guy can hold like the shayla of the norba said else it was the rabbana of jay. So the shvus, Welcome to the just what to talk about. But that's the basic halakha of Amir La'akum. Now let's go to the vape. What's the difference? Let's do a few more halakhas. Number one. We must remember what it says in our Shulchan Aruch many times. There's a concept of zilzul Shabbos. Things that make noise. That's the example of Mishabura. Things that create a zilzul. Mishabura talks about this all over Amir La'akum. Even in cases where they're at Hayden, but make sure there's no zilzul Shabbos. Number one, we have to keep in mind. Number two, in a case of where the guy does something in my house, and I don't do it, and the guy doesn't listen, he goes to Mishabura, you have to object. You have to make a machor. You have to object. After the guy doesn't listen again, you have to kick the guy out of the house. Mishabura says, it's not just Mishabura, the Mogadab, what's the point? Number two. Number three, you have to worry about Maris Ayin. What's Maris Ayin? We'll see in a moment, but the basic idea is something that a guy wouldn't do, even if I didn't ask. But it's the only, it's a type of thing that no one does without being asked, so we have to worry that people are going to think you asked. Let's go now, one more you be in Amir Lakim, then we'll apply it to the Chalamaita. How do I give my suit? How do I give my suit to the laundromat on Erev Shabbos? This Chinese fellow, he's going to go and wash the suit on Shabbos. I come in Monday morning and my suit is ready. I know he didn't work on Sunday. I gave it to him right before Shabbos. How am I allowed to do this? So this is a klal gadol and a mir l'akum. This is what's known as a kabbalah. Contrast. What does that mean? That means, did I tell him, wash my suit on Shabbos? No. Am I getting a no on Shabbos? No. Does he have to do it on Shabbos? No. He could do it on Sunday. Just keep the prefers on Sunday. He wants to do all the important things that the Chinese laundromat sale does on Sunday. So he prefers that Shabbos he shouldn't have as a day of rest. He wants to have Sunday. That's called when he's doing it for himself. That's called a Daita Ganash. Like the Meister, you know, the famous Meister. You tell the guy, come with the people think, you know, we'll ask him, it's Aloha. If the guy did something for you, you have to give him a beer. It's not Aloha. I'll tell you where the Aloha came from. Aloha came like this. There one time was a guy, and he told that, I did. You want a beer? Right? So I didn't say, I don't want a beer. But I don't want a beer. Right? So the kid said, come inside my house and get a beer. No, where's the beer? The beer's in that room over there. I can't see. So it's your problem, but the beer's in there. So Ivan comes in, Ivan goes, and he turns on the light. He's doing it for himself. That's called for himself. Now, the halacha is, listen to the Tamaisa. Ivan walks out, presses the button, turns on the light. Right? They tell him, Ivan, do you want another beer? He says, yeah, finish the first one already. Shine the kitchen comes into the room again. He turns on, again, multiple. He turns on the light. Then he walks out, turns up the light. Say, Ivan, turn on the light. He says, finish my one. I'm your bathroom. You're going to mock it if I go ula. Like this lady says, you can't do it. She says, nay, Amira la'akum stachosik. Amira la'behema. In that case, dry the rabbi, Rabbi, in that case, the halacha is before Eisen walked out of the room, you're allowed to tell him, don't turn off the light. I didn't tell him to do any malacha. Think about it. What did I tell him to do? I tell him, don't do a malacha. Don't turn off the light. You're allowed to do that. But what's that in a malacha? That's called the daita did not shake ka'ogit. Come on. Now we're going to have a good time. Now we're going to have fun. Comes along Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, wow, this May business is much worse. Much worse than everything we've been talking about. Why? Because there's something in halacha known as a sphere yoy. A sphere yoy means, like what we call a hired worker, a daily worker. What does it mean in halacha? Basically for us, it means that any time when the guy has to be working now, has to be doing what they're doing now, so then it's misyachet straight to me. Anything they're doing, even if I didn't tell them to do it, it's called that they're doing it for me. They should have to be working right now. So what are our maids? She says, Mishdura, he says, our maids are Sfira Yom. Bruce says over here, he says, therefore, the only thing a maid can do on Shabbos is anything that you can do. Mishdura goes so far, he says, therefore, you're not allowed to wash up dishes for after Shabbos, so the guy can't wash up dishes for after Shabbos. You're allowed to wash dishes on Friday night for Shabbos lunch, so the guy is allowed to wash up dishes Friday night for Shabbos lunch. You're not allowed to use a shmata on the floor to clean the floor, so the guy can't. Because he didn't ask the guy to do it. Because since the guy has to be doing this, now that's like you said it. It's not like a tabling. It's not like somebody who's attempted to nashe. So now, how do we look at our mates? I'm going to say chiddush. It's totally in the Matthias. But I'm going to just, Rishal, this topic is not easy. I'm going to make a chilek between cleaning ladies and maids, okay? A cleaning lady, the marshal, she comes to the house for 3 hours to do whatever she does. During that 3 hours, she's paid. She has to be there during that 3 hours. She has to do it during that 3 hours. That's a sphere yoy. That's a sphere yoy. So, for example, that 3 hours, she's not allowed to do whatever you can't do. Now, when she's washing the dishes and she uses hot water and she's doing that for herself, even I could be vegetable on that. But anything you can't do, she can't wash up a dish for after Shabbos. If you want her to wash up the dishes for tomorrow, instead of you do, fine. No problem. Anything you can't do, she can't do. You can't take out the garbage, she can't take out the garbage. That's it. Come on. So, what about a maid? What about a maid? So a maid is different. A maid, one could say that maybe our maids are different than the Mishabru's maid. So the Mishabru's maid, they had to work all day long. I saw the shade of the lazy. Those maids, they had to work all day long, and therefore, they didn't have the option of saying, whatever they were done with this work, so then they had to do new work. And then, so whatever they're doing, they have to do. Our maids. Let's say she wants to come and wash the floor. I didn't tell her to. She has a certain list of jobs she has to do. We come in, we tell her, listen, you need not do anything on Shabbos. That's the first thing we have to tell you, number one. Number two, you can't give me any positive at all. No turning on lights. Number three, I can't tell you anything. No, you better remember yourself. I can't tell you anything. Number three. Number four, you can't do anything that is involved in Zohar Shabbos. No machines. No vacuum cleaners, say the pipe. No dishwashers, say the pipe. No washing machines, say the pipe. No dryers, say the pipe. No machines. Number four. Number five, no things that are involved with merit iron that people are going to think I told you to do. Some of the days, you don't just go shopping. The Baal Pasta tells you go shopping. So even if you didn't tell me to go shopping, but the place can say, this is an example I asked the reaction. Nobody just goes shopping. The Baal Pasta tells you to go shopping. So if I see the maid going shopping for you, so then that's a merit iron. Right? Gardening work, you know, you don't just stand doing it. It's those shopping people see what, not true. No, but anything that I didn't tell her to do. And she has a prerogative. She could do it on Monday Shabbos on their Saturday night, and she prefers to do it now. And I'm not getting the positive hand off from it. I'll give you an example. Let's say she wants to wash the dishes for after Shabbos. So she can do it after Shabbos. She's the maid. She's always around. She prefers to do it now. That's cool. She's doing it for herself. That is to be made for. Or, for example, she's washing the floor with Shmata. Right? We're not allowed to do it. But she can say, look, I'm washing the floor now with Shmata. No, Zilzal Shabbos. You didn't tell me to do it. I don't have to be doing it now. I prefer to do it now because I did not say I shouldn't have to do it tonight. That's what I could be made for. That's the Be'er HaGoysai in Amir La'akum. That's the Be'er HaLochus of Amir La'akum. But again, I want to make one thing clear, HaGoysai. One thing clear. Whatever the halachas are regularly by Amir La'akum are the same halachas by a maid. Now, I want to tell the Olam one thing you have to know. I was very makeup tonight. Hagoyin, Rishon Mezalmin, Hagoyin with Moshe, they're not as friendly as I said tonight. But see, what we said tonight, so let's say it's a face, it's in the house, it's you can't sleep, one of the lights are on. So, in this case, see what we said tonight, Chloe, you can go over to the guy and say, I can't sleep. Can't sleep, so I didn't tell them to do it. And they're not giving me a positive on the off. I have to show them that they're turning on a light. So in that case, Chloe, it's Monday, right? entertaining, but it's not a positive or not. Didn't want to hear. The Goy Rav Moshe said, no way. Because the Goy knows what you want. That halacha that we described as remez with a secret, only if the Goy doesn't know you from the street or whatnot, but not a maid. So I'm going to tell you that the Shlomo Zalman in Neubach, he didn't know. He said, Meyom Shomer Al Daiti, I don't know, people do this, and I'm not going to say it's us, because people do it. I took that as enough, that the Meyom Shomer Zalman is not going to say anything, because I'm also not going to say it's us. Shlomo Zalman didn't say it's us, I'm also not going to say it's us, but everything else stays the same. No positive enough, no zilzul, number two. And again, the same Gemara, no Marasayin, none of that, none of that. And anything that they have to be doing on Shabbos, that's a bad answer. It's only things that they don't have to be doing on Shabbos, and they make a certain. So we're done, no? We're done. Everybody wants to go. Oh, there's one thing I didn't talk about yet. There's one thing I didn't talk about yet, so I'm going to talk about it with a story instead. No? So, he didn't talk about how the maids are supposed to dress. He didn't talk about that. He didn't talk about that. So, I'm going to start out with a Gemara. There's no Erev HaShulchan. Erev HaShulchan. You're at HaShulchan and sit in base, keep coming, give a laugh to the Kasha. Yes! If you have a guy in the house, and you want to know, you have to put a mezuzah on the door. You have to put a mezuzah on the door. The guy's room. I have a guy in his room, inside my room. So the Erech HaShulchan says, very important, Zotah Beinu HaGodol Erech HaShulchan. He says, this is called the Birat Yisroel. It's a Yiddish Hashtit. And the name of that isn't the mezuzah. It's a Yiddish Hashtit. The fact that the guy is there, it's a Shaila. Is the guy allowed to come into the house wearing a cross? Most places can say it's Mutter. The cross is not a Vayda Zorah. It's showing that they have affiliation with the Mamza. But that's not a Vayda Zorah itself. It's not a Vayda Zorah. But as they're coming into the house, we have to have a shayla. Because it's a deer of Yisrael. It is a shit. We have to remember that. You know, the dog can mutter in Pesachim and the cooking bakers. At the end of the 10th parish, the Gemara says, how do we know that before you come into a house, you have to knock on the door? So the Gemara, because I'm not calling, God will make a bedos. Whenever we come in, let's not look at him, they call him the Shakidoshim. So he would ring the bell. As he was walking, the bells would ring. So they would know he was coming. So too, when you come into a house, you have to knock on the door. So that tells the Gemara, eh? I think it's obvious the way side. What Chazal are teaching this over here is it's a Yiddish sheep that a Kurdish Akidosh. So now I'm going to involve you in a conversation that I had 2 days ago. I saw a certain Yiddish, so I see you're giving a shear on me. The Balker! Tying the Balker! He says to me, I don't know what to do. I come home, and the sheep's in the house, she's dressed with a Chmolo Tzlan. What do I do? So I said to him, I have a major problem. He says to me, yeah, but when I saw, Yichud's not a problem because my mother's always around. Yichud's not a problem. I said, yeah, but what about making brachas? I'm playing with the bracha a little bit. What about making brachas in front of Erva? So he said to me, no, Rebbe, I heard a shear from you. And you could, literally, supposed to turn the other way. So if you're not concentrating and you're not looking at the shiksa while you're making the bracha, so then it's also, there's also be Saimachan. I said, yeah, what about Stamazay? What about Stamazay? We're bringing into our house somebody that we have to turn away from the Shat Brach, the Shat Kedusha. It's a breach in Akolah Toyakula. Akolah Toyakula. How can a person have such a Havamina to bring it into the fear of Yisrael, what our Shulchan says it is? A fear of Yisrael. So I told this person, I said, please do me a favor. I would like to talk to your mother. Because I know, I called my mother quickly. My mother's dying. I said, what's she going to tell me? I need to know, I'm not going to get yelled at her. So my mother says to me, she's going to say like this. She's going to say that you don't understand. I can't say anything because I'll lose the maid. I'll lose the maid. That's one thing of her. And another thing is, Chil Hashem. If I'll tell her to put on a face, a proper outfit, a proper youth, Chil Hashem, they're going to think we're strange. Thank you very much, Mommy. Culture. I reckon it. I'd like to tell you a Taz. The dog Taz in Simin Kuf Nun Beit. The Taz says that the Taz is screaming at the Jerusha. Almost disrespectful. Almost. The Jerusha over there, Dan, he says about going to the Chasin of Goyim. The Gemara by the Zohar says, you go to the Chasin of Goyim. But it's like, you're even having the Zohar. So the Jerusha says, the Mokim Eichol, if there's a big fire, you know, so just like we found, we put them in, if there's going to be a fight, you can go. Here too, you can go. And the Taz says, with Goyim Shalwanda, let there be Eichol. Let them know we're different. We don't come to their Simchus. We don't act like them. We don't dance like them. We don't be like them. Let them know that, Dr. Taz. And the Taz says, Chas V'Shalom, they must know we're different. Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem. The most misused word in the whole world. To call it Chilul Hashem. To tell it we're heathen. And this is how we dress. That's the greatest kiddush Hashem. To tell it, I'm a heathen. We're not fasting on Kiddusha. This is what's supposed to be, but they're going to think we're strange. They should think we're strange. They should think that we're not like them. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'chalila. That a person should bring such a thing into his house. She says to me, the next time. What was the next time? What did Mama say? No. She said, first they're going to tell you this, and then I'm going to lose the maid. I'm going to lose the maid. There were Yidin that lost their livelihood, they lost their lives, their most necessary every aspect of Kashrus. There were Yidin that lost jobs, and they got the bubble every week. You don't come to work on Saturday, don't come to work on Sunday. I have a bubble, she lost 41 Sundays in a row. She has all the pink slips hanging in the sukkah with no sukkah. It was a decoration of the sukkah. 41. But I'm going to lose my maid. And every single thing, you're going to lose your children. You're going to lose your children. It's right in the Amakuda. How a person can allow such a tragedy in his house. I shouldn't even have to talk like this. But if Chazal is teaching this over here, and I wonder, it wasn't going. I'm talking to this lady, and she said to me, okay, you don't understand. You don't have a cleaning lady. That's how we started this year, right? That's how we started this year. And then I said to her, here, Mamish, we're not getting anywhere. I'll just tell you that I see that on Tisha B'Av, you didn't go to shul. I want to go to shul every year at the house. On Tisha B'Av, I went, no, you didn't go to shul. Because the rest of us were crying away. When we read in the Kinnis, when Peter's Harosha brought a Zaina into the Kiddush HaKiddush, and every one of us, when we read that, we were crying. So when we prayed to Shalom, we have to allow this terrible Chilul Hashem. And we can bring Rahmanu Litzlan into our Kiddush HaKiddush. This is something that doesn't need to be said, but like the Mesillas Yesharim said, those are the things that need to be said the most. That's the breach in our Torah, Tarakula, Beit Shalom, and should see that we're Magdal Asneinu min HaGoyim, and we should be Zoychah to the Baruchah, to the Mamechah, Kehanim, the Am Kodesh.